The eliminations have begun, but we have one of my favorites from season 14 here in studio.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome on in to a special edition of To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. We're going to be doing this over the next few weeks with So You Think You Can Dance and the eliminated contestants. And I'm so excited because he is one of my favorite contestants from this season. He's here in studio with me. Of course, it is Robert Green. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing good today? How are you feeling this morning?
I feel good. I feel really good. I feel full, and I feel like this overall experience has really like provided me with a lot of just insight on something that I had no idea that I would even be doing. So it's been such an amazing experience. I'm obviously disappointed that I would love to have been on the show longer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. And so I feel like I had an amazing experience on the show, so, you know, in that time period.
Well, it was interesting last night because I was talking to Nigel, and I think a lot of viewers were misled because they heard his comment after your dance with Jasmine, mm-hmm. and that he said, you know, he didn't feel as much as he would like to. However, he was the one that wanted to save you. Did you know this?
He did mention that to me, yes.
He said to me, he said, I wanted Robert to continue. I felt like he had more of a journey. Mm-hmm. He said he was outvoted. And I think viewers thought, oh, it was Nigel who's the one who sent Robert home. It's not, guys.
Yeah.
How did you feel? I mean, because it's interesting to note, because when you hear the comment live on TV, it's one thing. But then when you hear the private comments off stage, it's kind of another.
Yeah, I think, you know, it always comes as a surprise what sort of ends up happening sometimes, because the comments, I think, are definitely, I mean, I think the viewers have their own opinions as well, but I do think, you know, there is a fine line between knowing like, oh, okay, this is my opinion, and also the opinion of the judges does affect America as well. So it does have an effect on how people feel about it. But what honestly, you know, I think like, hearing that and knowing that what I've done on the show has definitely represented me and myself, it made me feel good to know Nigel voted for me, you know, because I mean, I've watched the show since the beginning, and I definitely respect and appreciate every single commentary and critique that Nigel has for all the numbers. So I think it is funny that that he was the one that sort of saved, you know, wanted me to stay.
Yeah, this is what I love, because when I was talking with him backstage, it was like, you know, on camera was one thing, and in our interview it was another. So I'm looking forward to everyone seeing our dance interview, Dance Network interview a little later on today, because it really is kind of fascinating to see how the judges really have a difference of an opinion.
Yeah.
And that he was really rooting for you. So it's a good feeling. You know, Nigel, Nigel's a giant in the industry. I want to just kind of take it back a little bit, though. Mm-hmm. Have you auditioned for So You Think before, or was this your first time?
This is my first time. This is my very first time auditioning for the show. And, you know, I had always dreamed about, you know, being on a stage like that and dancing with those choreographers and doing those numbers that inspired me from the beginning. And but sort of just didn't think it was for me, or didn't think that I would have a place on the show, or, oh no, I'm too different, or I'm a little too eclectic. And I hadn't really seen anyone sort of similar to me take that spot on the show. So I thought, nah, you wouldn't make it, you know? And but this year was a little different. I just kind of had this impetus that was just like, what do you have to lose? You know, I wasn't busy. I had nothing else to really hold me back. And so I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go dance and just do my thing.
And you felt good. You auditioned here in LA?
I did, yes. Yes. I did an LA audition.
And so you make it to Academy, which I think is a big deal. Academy is brutal. I was there on the very first day and watched the opening number get filmed, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. But walk us through a little bit of what that week was like as you make it round after round, because it's challenging.
God. It is literally one of the most, it is so physically challenging, but equally mentally challenging. And that's something that I did not expect going into it. I had sort of conditioned myself before the Academy physically. I was taking class. I was doing, you know, as much as I can to just be in shape and just kind of be trained and as versatile as possible. But one thing that I did not really, really realized was how much mental strength that you have to make it through those rounds. You step forward in that line. There, you call the three out. You don't know if they're keeping the front line or the back line, and it's just such a stressful moment because this could really be the end. And getting to the academy is already one of the hardest things, you know?
It's a huge accomplishment. I love that everyone, no matter where they wound up on Academy Week, had the opportunity to work with Mandy Moore and create that spectacular opening number.
Oh, yeah.
That gave me chills to watch.
Yes, that was the most fun. And the way we even pulled that off was just like, I was like, all right, I don't see how we really going, you know, pull all of these dancers, all of these different styles, mesh them together in one giant, like, Academy reveal. And it literally was brilliant. It was amazing.
And you
She's
guys
awesome.
Will always have that. I mean, like, that to me is, like, amazing. And the way it was shot and everything else. And I'm like, this is why Mandy Moore is going to win the Emmy in a couple weeks. I'm just throwing this out there.
Yes.
She's going to win. I'm putting it out there. So,
I hope so.
What got you through mentally, though? What kept you strong? What kept you in that zone?
You know, I think a lot of it is personal. I think a lot of it for me was remembering what got me here, giving myself just healthy little reminders and having my own little mantras that help me remember what makes me unique, what makes me special, and not getting confused about, oh, I look to the left, her like legs behind her ear, I look to the right, and he's doing like 5 windmills, and I'm like, you know, and not getting overwhelmed or insecure about me and just being 100% in my skin and in my body, and as an artist, putting forth what I have to offer. I had to tell myself that every morning. And then whenever I felt the door open where I felt a little like, I don't know, I would literally stop and I'd be like, Robert, you got this. Just do you. That's what's gotten you this far. Continue to do that. And then show them other things as well along the way.
Smash that self-doubt, you know, because we do it as humans. It doesn't matter whether you're an artist or not. We all do it to ourselves.
Absolutely.
So you're on Jasmine's team. Did you know when it was down to the final two, did you feel like, I think I have this?
No, I honestly didn't. I think when I made it on Jasmine's team, it was a shock to me. So because I didn't think that, I just didn't, that wasn't really on my radar. I thought, oh, someone hip-hop's going to choose me, you know? Maybe they'll want to choose me because I have this, like, funky personality. Maybe Cyrus because of the animation. Maybe, you know, these are just the things that were swirling through my brain if I were lucky enough to get an All-Star. And I didn't think that a contemporary dancer would choose me. So when I got on her team, it sort of just all clicked. And then I saw it, and I was just like, whoa, like, I could totally see her as my partner. It actually is perfect, and I didn't even see it that way at all. And so when we got to the final two, you know, I was a little like, I don't know what's going to happen because, you know, Jasmine's contemporary, Howard is contemporary. I am, you know, we're like literally the same height, maybe off by an inch or two, but if she throws on ballroom heels, I'm shorter than her. So all these things are like going through my brain. And I'm just like, you know, so I really had no idea. So when she chose me and told me that, no, your performance, what makes you special is what made me want to choose you, that really meant a lot to me because I was back there sweating like, I don't know.
I'd be ugly crying. I'd be like the worst contestant. Like, I can't believe. I've been a fangirl of Jasmine. I think you probably saw that. I think we talked about it last week.
Yes.
Hey, Robert's mom's here.
Hey.
You've got a good-looking family.
My Thank
goodness.
You. Thank you.
But, you know, it is one of those things. I've been a huge fangirl of Jasmine, so I was really excited for you guys. And, and I was very drawn to your personality, I have to tell you. I like your sparkle, if I can say
Thank
that.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate it.
No, it really shines through. And I think that that's one of those things on So You Think so important is being able to show that personality and just, like, you know, do you. Because if you don't do that and you suppress that, the viewers feel it, I think, quite a bit. So talk a little bit about working with Chris Scott in the first week. How was that for you guys? Because that first week out, it's a lot of nerves, I think, for everyone.
Yeah, that first week, wow. Everyone's there. Everyone's just kind of wide-eyed. We don't really know what to expect. It's that first moment where you're hoping that you're doing everything right, and you're a little kind of, you know, oh, like, you know, that feeling of just like, I don't know what to expect. But what I will say, getting Chris Scott first and doing the number that we did first, I could not have been more happy with that everything. I mean, I feel like it showed my personality. I feel like I wasn't playing a character. I feel like I was legit being myself in that number, and it was like the perfect way to introduce myself as a contestant and part of the top 10. Yeah, I think it was really, really special. And Chris is great. He's absolutely amazing. And he really catered the choreography mm-hmm. to Jasmine and I. And it was just really a great, special, special moment.
I always think that's important when the choreographers do pull out great elements of personality and what you guys are able to do, because mm-hmm. it then makes their work shine even
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
And yes. that's always the key to making that magic when it comes to routines like that. So you get contemporary for week two.
Yes.
What was that like working in studio with Stacey Tookie, right?
Yes, with Stacey. It was really, really interesting because Jasmine and I were both, coming off of last week, and it was just so high energy and funky and fun and fresh. And this one was way more, when Stacey told us the concept, it was literally the polar opposite. You're at your lowest point. Mm-hmm. You are in the dumps. Life is just a train wreck. And we share that same thing in common, though we come from two different worlds. So it was completely different. And I think that one of the hardest things to do was to put myself in that place and to really connect to that storyline and to, you know, you have to feel it in order to put on your best performance, especially in a number like that. And I feel like that was the hardest part about such a heavy concept.
It's the acting part sometimes that's harder yes. than the actual technique of it, because you guys have that. You can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you have to really dig deep. I thought the performance, actually, I was very moved by it. So it was interesting when I thought Nigel was like, I'm not sure. And I'm like, well, again, art is subjective and that type of thing. But it was, for me, I like to see the 180 sometimes from week to week. And so, yes. as you were saying, last week was high energy. This week, you know, you really had to go to a different place. Yeah. I always appreciate that when it comes to the contestants, because it does take you to a different place and you have
absolutely.
To find something different in the rehearsal studio.
Yes, yes.
Tell us some things we don't know about Jasmine. What was it like working with her? Because I think it's important talking about the mentorship yeah. role and the partnership.
I adore Jasmine so, so, so much. Like, she is one of those quiet storms, you know? She is like this force that you just don't see coming sometimes. And when she hits that stage, it is just unbelievable. Like, I, even as her, you know, as her other half in the competition, I would watch her in group numbers and rehearsals, and I would just be like, whoa, like, that's my partner. Like, whoa, like, she
Who is that girl?
Literally. And so she is absolutely phenomenal to work with. She has one of the most calming energies, and that was really, really helpful for me, especially in the first week, because I'm all stressed and, like, fingers twiddling, and I just don't know what to expect. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right moves? Am I being too this, too that? And she was just like, Robert, you're here because you were yourself. Be yourself. And that was just one of the most settling, comforting things that she could have told me. And as a partner, that's exactly what she provided with me. And then she would get on the dance floor and smash like that. Like, it was just the perfect balance, the two things that really, really come together and make you comfortable as a partner.
And I think what a lot of people don't realize, that the first time I met Jasmine, I'm like, holy cow, she's so shy. and then you see her on stage. Like, it's amazing to see her.
Yeah.
She's incredible. And I understand why she works with Beyonce, because Beyonce says she's got, like, her Sasha Fierce on stage.
Yes, yes.
And she's very different in her private life. And I'm like, that is totally Jasmine as well. So I appreciate that factor about her, that she's
Same.
Just like on stage, turns it on, got it. I would be remiss if I did not mention this, because to me, this viral video, and I love that your mom's here, because if people
oh,
don't
God.
Know, and I wish they showed this on So You Think, this, okay, when you got the Taylor Swift 1989 World Tour,
yes.
you called your mom and you videotaped it,
yeah.
and it put it on YouTube. And I will tell you, if you don't ugly cry listening to this, there's something wrong with you, because... And you know what I think? I'm going to cry. I cry at like kittens and unicorns and things like that. So I got to tell you, like the support and love that you feel just even hearing it in your voice when you heard the news is pretty amazing. So talk about that moment of finding out you're in the tour and how you wanted to share it with your mom and then share it with the world.
Well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I do those video diaries for myself, and I've been doing it for some time now. And so when there's some sort of shift or like pinnacle in my life or something's going on, I always just check in. And so after going to that audition, like, and not even thinking I would make it that far, I knew that the next day, like, I would get a call. It would either be like one of the best calls of my life or one of the most devastating calls of my life, because I'd never really made it that far in such a huge audition like that before. And so I recorded it and, and you know, got the call. And as soon as I got that call, I needed to call my mom. I was like, okay. I talked to my agent. So I was like, all right, call my mom. And it wasn't until I literally heard her voice that just I couldn't contain it anymore.
I'm not going to make it.
I thought I was going to try to, like, you know, I'm sitting there in my, like, head wrap, and I look literally insane in that video. And my best friend was like, you need to share that video, because it was such a real moment for me, and we have been through so much. Like, I had been traveling, doing dance conventions, sleeping in the car, just trying to train, and she would drive me 12 hours to, like, Massachusetts just to take dance classes at a dance convention. Like, if that's not, like, true, full support in your child, I don't know what is. And that, you know, that moment, that one moment in time was just like, I hope, like, I really genuinely felt like I made my mom proud of me and that I made it and I did this. And, you know, giving up all that I had before coming here just was so worth it. Yeah. The 5 years of that struggle, not having enough to pay rent and she not being able to financially help me out, but always still giving 100% support. It made it all worth it for that one moment.
Well, she was always proud of you. I can tell just by listening to that one phone call. But I think it was just so exciting for both of you. And I love that you have that moment forever, too.
Yes, yes.
It's really kind of spectacular. But I was like, if I don't mention this, because this was really an amazing moment. And you worked with Mark on that tour.
I did, yes. Mark is my homeboy.
He's hilarious.
He is a nut job.
Well, between the two of you, you guys must have been kind of crazy together, I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. You... If the cameras could see what happens, I'm telling you, like, it is literally insanity the entire time. Like, so many inside jokes that we have from being on the road for a year together. And that's truly my brother. Like, he is my rock. Like, he is something that I can always confide in. And then we pull pranks on each other all the time. I look at him across the room and I just go, and no one else knows what's going on. Like, we just...
He knows.
You know, he knows what's going on. It's hilarious.
Well, that's wonderful that you're able to share kind of like another step in your career together, too.
Yes, crazy.
It's comforting, too. It's kind of comforting having a familiar face, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
So we talked a little bit about this before we went on air, but what is next? Because you've already had a successful career. This gives you a bigger platform.
Yes.
What do you feel is your next goal?
Well... This is always such a interesting question for me, because I think in life I sort of just go where the wind takes me and set like these small little goals as I go. But I want to continue traveling. I turned down one of the most amazing teaching opportunities to teach at the biggest dance convention in Europe to do this show. And so that was one of the like dreams that I had.
Yeah.
And this year it happened for me. And then... for the show to happen as well, it was one of those just like...
It's a Sophie's Choice moment.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, what an amazing opportunity. So, I, you know, obviously went with the show, but, you know, it's something that I want to pick up on again. And teaching is so special for me, and I love sharing what I have and inspiring other kids and even adults or dancers to just be themselves and really use their own voice. So I want to continue to do that. I have so much more work that I want to share with the world. My voice, my choreography, it's such a huge part of me that I feel like is an entire different world that really makes up who I am, that doesn't necessarily get shown on the show. And so this entire other world of mine, I want to share that. And who knows, maybe I'll even submit for the show
as a choreographer.
So, you know, I absolutely have so many goals and that I want to pursue. My line, I have a styling line that I, and a fashion line that I want to put out, and have the time to really dive in, because that's a huge part of me as well. So styling and fashion and choreography is really, really where I want to push the next step.
And people should see your gold pants with this, like, jacket. It's to die for, you guys. Oh, please do, because that's millennial pink, by the way. They're not calling it dusty rose or rose gold.
Kind of.
Do you know it's called millennial pink now? That's like the new color. Yes.
Ah, I didn't even know
millennial
that.
Millennial pink.
Millennial
so
pink.
You're like ahead of the curve. That's what I love.
No,
I'm going to give Jeff Thacker a call and be like, next season, I want to see his choreography on the show.
I'm going to dial him, email him.
Yeah, just throw it out there for him. Well, congratulations, because, you know, again, top 10 in, you know, and this really was a global competition. Again, we had people from all over the world audition. Yeah. You are here. You're part of an elite group. And I said, in my personal belief, it's one of the most talented casts I think we've seen since season 10. Mm. So you should feel really proud of yourself.
Thank you.
And you're one of my favorites. Thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to seeing what's next.
Thank you. I'm super excited about the future.
And tell us where everyone can follow you, because we want to continue following your journey. So Instagram and all that stuff.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Star On Stage, just like it's spelled. And on Twitter as well, Star_On_Stage. And Facebook, I have an artist page as well, Robert Green Artistry. So you guys can check out, you know, my work, and I'll be putting a lot more work out now. So I'm super excited.
Just a springboard to the next step.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, I want to thank you for joining us here for this special edition. We will be doing this every single week through the end of the So You Think You Can Dance season. And don't forget to join me at 3 p.m. today, that's Pacific time, for our hour-long edition of To The Point with Kristen Burt, where we have guest Oksana Platero. So we will see you guys a little later on. Thank you for joining us.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.